like Iggy.
Oh, you are sorely mistaken. I
play something from $3 Bill, y'all.
What is that?
That's the landmark Limp Bizkit album.
Limp Bizkit? Oh my God! I mean,
wait, you don't agree that those are the most crucial grooves you've heard since Funkadelic?
What, Limp Bizkit grooves? Yeah, absolutely.
It's like
the
ultimate cross between Funkadelic and Rob Tyner.
Yeah, no, I don't agree at all.
Oh, you do not deserve a radio show.
CITR 101.9 FM, your crucial groove station. It's just a lot of BS.
We'll be right back. You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. I'm your host. My name's Marielle. I have a friend here today.
Yep. Joe McMurray.
Joe Giggles McMurray.
That's right.
What's up, dude?
Oh, nothing.
Nothing much.
Really. First time on air, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kind of nervous.
It's all right, dude, Joe.
I'll be all right.
Joe is my friend and my coworker as well. And
co-host now.
You wish. You wish. He's interested in maybe starting up his own show at CITR. Wouldn't that be rad?
Yes, it would.
Yep. No one would listen. It's all right, because no one listens to my show either.
Except for my dad right now. So, hey, Dad.
Hi, Dad.
Happy swamping.
Happy swamping?
Yeah, he's swamping right now.
All right.
Brown bagging it.
No.
I'm just kidding.
Okay. Anyways, I thought I had stories to tell you. I haven't done a lot this week. I worked a lot. Oh, but the other day, Dream Theater was playing at the Orpheum, and we were all at work late at night, and we were all in the alley. And we went out to the alley, and we heard the Dream Theater show.
Oh, yeah.
At the Orpheum, and we stood there, and it was like crystal clear because the back door was right there.
Oh, yeah.
And we tried to bust in, but we couldn't get into the Dream Theater show.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy.
But it was a good from what we heard, it sounded pretty epic.
Yeah.
So maybe if you went to the Dream Theater show, give us a call.
Yeah,
tell us what it looked like, because we know what it sounded like.
It sounded great.
Yeah, it sounded pretty rad. The phone number here at CITR, 604-822-2487. That's 822-CITR. You know, you can place a request as well if you want to do so, because I do try to honor them. I forget a lot of things, so that's what Joe's here for.
Oh, yeah.
You'll remind me.
Old Memory Bank Joe.
Old Memory Bank Joe.
Yeah.
And as always, you can check out my playlist online every week at www.weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com.
Nice.
Nicely done. I guess we'll start off the show. I played Spread Eagle off of their latest full-length album, Magnus Bestia. That song is called Man Love It to Death. Joe's good at that. He's good at man love.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, something.
Yep.
I think, though, we'll start off today's show with something that Joe wanted to hear, and a band that I haven't played in a very, very long time for, I don't know, whatever reason. Probably not very good reasons at all. But who did you want to hear, Joe? What song did you want to hear?
I requested Rancid.
Yeah.
Off the Outcome the Wolves album. And I want to hear Journey to the End of East Bay.
That is my favorite song off of the album,
yeah,
I have to say.
By coincidence.
I saw Rancid play Warped Tour how many years ago? I don't know. 3 years ago?
I don't know.
I don't even remember. Have you seen them live?
No, I haven't seen them live.
I was it was a long time ago, and I was maybe 15. And I was really, really stoked. I was yeah, I get to see Rancid. I really hope they play Journey to the End of East Bay. And they totally did.
They did?
Yeah, they played it. And I took a shitload of really crappy photos.
Oh, really?
Yes. But it was a good memory.
Sweet. I wish I saw that.
Yeah.
But I didn't.
What are they doing now?
I have no idea. I think one of them might be the transplants or something.
Yeah, Tim Armstrong. Oh, and he released his own solo,
Who's this?
Reggae ska type. Tim Armstrong.
Is he the lead singer?
Yeah, he's the lead singer. And
I don't know much about the punk
the lead
music
singer recently, well, maybe last year, released a solo album, and it's reggae dub.
Is it good?
Type stuff. Yeah, it's all right. It's pretty good.
Cool.
Should have brought it, but whatever.
I'm not the host, so.
Anyways. But maybe you should be, Joe.
Maybe I will be.
Maybe you will.
If I play my cards right.
All right, let's get to some Rancid on We All Fall Down. Nope. Let's not. Wait for it. Okay.
Cue it up.
I'm ready now.
We'll be right back. whisper. What you gonna do when everybody goes on without you?
To the end, to the end, I'll turn it to the end. To the end, to the end, I'll turn it to the end. To the end, to the end, to the end, I'll turn it to the end.
Started in 87, ended in 89. We got a garage all and every play in a time. It was just the four of us, yeah, man, the core of us. Too much attention on our board, they destroyed us. Four kids on tour, 3,000 miles in a photo car, not knowing what's going on. You got a million years, a torn out like this. Hell no, no premonition, gonna sing
to the end, to the end, I'll turn it to the end. To the end, to the end, I'll turn it to the end, to the end.
There's a Mecca, I said, this ain't no Mecca, man. This place is fucked. 3 months go by, he had no home, he had no food, he's all alone. I said, throw it once, say my news. Said, for me twice, he went back to New Orleans.
To the end, to the end, I'll turn it to the end. To the end, to the end, I'll turn it to the end.
That was King Khan and the Barbecue Show. Off their album, What's for Dinner? That song's called I'll Never Belong. And before that, I played Rancid off of And Out Come the Wolves. That song's called Journey to the End of East Bay. The only reason I'm on air right now is because we're trying to find out what the hit single, the next hit to play. Right, Joe?
Right.
What's the next hit?
The Fake Shark Real Fake Zombie
shark,
CD.
Fake Shark Real Zombie. Yeah. Their album Zebra Zebra. You couldn't figure out what their smash single was.
I think it's like Designer Drugs or something, maybe.
Should we play that?
I think that might be one of theirs.
I don't know. Would I know? Don't ask me about these things. This is Designer Drugs.
Shouldn't you know?
No, not at all. Oh, dear.
Imagine a children's hospital network that boldly goes where none have gone before, and that's Shriners Hospitals for Children. Shriners Hospitals combine state-of-the-art research and teaching programs with world-class orthopedic burn, spinal cord injury, and cleft lip and palate medical care. At Shriners, tomorrow's medical care is here today. Call 1-800-361-7256 for more information. Shriners, having fun and helping kids.
You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. My name's Marielle.
I'm Joe.
Joe's here as well, talking about our favorite captains from Star Trek. I think it's unanimous that it's all about Jean-Luc Picard.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure.
Yep.
Captain's Log.
Level Head.
Level Head, yeah. But you were saying that he was a Borg?
Yeah. One time he got like... cyborged by the Borg or whatever. He was a cyborg.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah.
I'm really not familiar with how the Star Trek universe works. I'm very familiar with the Star Wars universe.
Yeah.
But Star Trek, I know almost nothing about.
Yeah, me neither. All I know is that I remember seeing Jean-Luc as a Borg, and I know that the Borg are pretty sinister cats.
So. I did like, from the original Star Trek, I liked an episode called Tribble Trouble. And
what is that?
There was this episode where the, like, their spaceship, was it the Enterprise? Was it always the Enterprise? I don't know, but the, you know, their spaceship thing was invaded by this creature, these creatures called Tribbles. And they look like little koosh balls. And it would just be like William Shatner, like, opening up a cupboard, and all these, like, little things would come falling out. He'd be like, Tribble!
Oh, God.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's all over YouTube.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, maybe I'll show you later.
Yeah.
Anywho, we played Fake Shark Real Zombie.
Mm-hmm.
Bunch of stunners.
Yeah,
straight
indeed.
Stunners they are.
Yeah, they
big
are.
In Japan.
Huge in Japan.
Giant.
I think they're going back there. Malcolm said, Malcolm the drummer.
Yeah.
Who Marielle and I both know.
Yeah, they're probably going, they're recording new stuff and maybe going back to Japan,
yeah.
Stuff like that. They're huge there.
Yeah, huge.
We played a song off of Zebra Zebra called Designer Drugs. Straight
Sons.
Wow, completely forget what I was going to say. Oh, yes, I'd like to take this opportunity to say that We All Fall Down is lucky to have been sponsored by Union Events. And Union Events are presenting Alkaline Trio, who are coming to Vancouver Friday, May 30th at the Croatian Cultural Center, which means it's an all-ages show. And Alkaline Trio are coming out with a new album soon. It's coming out July 1st, and it's called Agony and Irony. So how about we go to some brand new Alkaline Trio?
How about it?
Who were on the hills.
Apparently they were on the hills.
Apparently so.
And all the girls liked them.
All the...
The hills girls.
The hills... No, not even.
No, really?
No, two were very disintereested, but it's all right, Joe. You like the girls. It all evens out at some point, doesn't it?
Yeah.
All right, this is some brand new Alkaline Trio on We All Fall Down.
Reference makes me afraid to begin convincing, but you might as well just change your name. Cause I only recognize a shadow, kind of like a superhero, with nobody's best interests in mind. Now there's blood in the water that I squeeze from this stone here, and we turned into our cheap wine. I swallowed every drop, yes, I could feel my stomach rotting. You were so supportive as I drank through the pain. You recognize this shape, it's the back of your head. You placed it on my face, here again and again. And I don't wanna be the one that takes this place. Side platform, jackknife to bone dry floor. One broken ankle saved my name. And this eraser bird, I'm digging deep at every turn. It keeps getting darker as the fear stays the same. You recognize the shape, it's the back of your head. I don't wanna be the one who takes this
don't want to take. I don't wanna take this place, no.
Darks at night. frozen to the bone.
Frozen to the bone.
Aborted messages have not been sent. The hangers are getting pimps.
Bye.
That was AFI off of their album, The Art of Drowning. The song was called Of Greetings and Goodbyes. Prior to that, Last of the Bad Men off of their newest album, Ride. That song was called OCD. And before Last of the Bad Men, I played The Transmitters off of their self-titled full-length album. That song was called Alma Blackwell. If you liked what you heard, The Transmitters and Last of the Bad Men are going to be playing at Pat's Pub this month on the 23rd. The 23rd of May, and I can tell you right now that show is going to be packed. They're going to be at capacity, because every time I see the Transmitters, like, they sell out the venue.
Was it a different show?
Nope, that's, I'll talk about that.
Okay, cool.
As well. And the last time I saw Last of the Bad Men, they played at Pat's Pub, and that show was packed. And if you bring those two bands together, can you even imagine? I can't.
Barely.
I can't even imagine that right now. And before those bands, I played Alkaline Trio off of their latest album, Agony and Irony. That song's called In Vain. Look for that album July 1st.
I will.
I wanted to play the Cancer Bad Set. We were talking about Alkaline Trio, and I was talking about what a babe Matt Skiba is.
He's got quite the thing for Matt Skiba.
He's quite good looking. Same with Liam from the Cancer Bats, the lead singer.
Oh, yeah.
In this band, who I'm playing next.
Nice.
Yeah. How about you? Who's your celebrity crush, Joe?
I don't know.
And don't say the Girls from the Hills.
Well, I was going to say that, but... celebrity crush. Jeez, I don't know, man. I really... Put me on the spot here. I don't know.
Scarlett Johansson?
She's a babe.
She is. She came out with a new album.
Tom Waits covers.
It's not that crazy.
I don't know what to say about that one.
It's not as good.
It's not as good as Tom Waits.
Of course not. Of course it isn't. But yeah, I don't know. Go do some research for yourselves. But as you can imagine, it's really, really overproduced.
Yeah, it's quite well produced.
Yeah.
So I listened to the I Don't Want to Grow Up track, and it was like kind of... sounded like an Annie Lennox, like you know, one of those kind
that's
of things.
That's pretty good, Joe.
Yeah,
that's
well, what good. Can I say?
Wow.
Yeah.
Anyways, let's go for Scarlett Johansson for you, because she's, total babe.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, how about some Cancer Bats? They have a new album called Hail Destroyer. I'm going to play the title track, and I just saw the video for this... for the single, Hail Destroyer.
Where'd you see the video?
Well, like on the internet.
Oh, yeah.
Everything's on the internet. Yeah. And it's pretty good. It's a pretty good performance video, and there are wolves.
Oh, really?
There are wolves in it and shit.
Where are they from?
They're from somewhere in Canada.
Oh, Canadians, huh?
In eastern Canada.
Nice.
Yeah. I really should know, but I don't.
Hmm.
So there you go. This is some brand new Cancer Bats on We All Fall Down. We'll be right back. You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name's Marielle.
I'm Joe.
You're Joe. Yes, you are.
For today.
What was that?
Co-host for today.
I just played some brand new Cancer Bats off Pale Destroyer. It's the title track. At this point, I'm really supposed to do show listings and concert listings, but I didn't look anything up.
I know.
I have like maybe two or three shows that I can talk about, but other than that,
why don't you?
Well's almost dry.
Well, don't look at me.
Whatever, Joe. Did you want to do a shout out?
I just got a text message from a coworker.
Yeah.
Malcolm.
Hi, Malcolm.
And
we played
all
your band.
Other coworkers. Yeah, we played your band, man, and you missed it.
So you snooze, you lose.
Designer drugs.
Smash single.
Yeah, that was good. Good stuff. Great drumming.
Before the Cancer Bats, I played AFI, didn't I? I don't even remember.
Yeah.
Did I play someone else between that? Oh, damn, I really suck at this sometimes. And I already talked about that. Whatever.
About what?
About what I played. But if you want to check out what I played, I do post my playlist online. We All Fall Down, CITR.blogspot.com. We were just talking about tattoos that Joe wants to get.
Yeah.
Deep Ocean Angler.
That's right.
Pablo Neruda.
That's right.
You're a straight stunner, Joe. Joe isn't surprised.
What can I say?
I'm going to talk about shows for a second.
Okay, go.
But only like three of them because this is just purely off of memory and I didn't do any research. But this weekend you can check out a couple local bands play at the Media Club on May 10th. The Dreadnoughts, is that what they're called? The Dreadnoughts are playing with Darkest of the Hillside Thickets and the Getaway Sticks. That looks like sticks. That's the Saturday Media Club. I'm going to be at that show, Joe.
Are you?
Yes, I am. Because Darkest of the Hillside Thickets are H.P. Lovecraft band.
Oh, are they?
Yeah. The best H.P. Lovecraft
band. Is that a name from one of his things?
It's a reference, yeah.
Cool.
The only H.P. Lovecraft band that I really know of. But we'll,
I don't know.
Yeah,
either, so.
Just say so. And then later on in the month, you can check out The Transmitters playing with The Last of the Bad Men at Pat's Pub, May 23rd. And that is the CD release show for Last of the Bad Men. Their latest album is called Ride, and I just played it. So if you missed it, maybe you'll just have to go to the show. Check it out. And in a couple months, you can check out King Kong and the Shrines. They're playing at Pat's Pub, July 14th. Bryce tells me it'll be a wicked show. And yeah. I believe it.
You got me excited about it.
Yeah, but that's not too hard to do, Joe. Just saying. That's it. That's all the shows I have to talk about. We've talked about Dream Theater a bit more, but I didn't get to go.
Dream Theater? What kind
of? They're like an epic prog rock band, prog metal band. Their albums are like 5 hours long.
Holy cow.
Yeah, they're kings of the rock opera.
They're an experience, huh?
Yeah. Yes, they are, Joe. What was I going to say? I don't even remember anymore. I wanted to play some Death Clock. Have you heard of Death Clock, Joe?
No.
No?
These guys?
Yes, those guys right there. There's a show called Metalocalypse.
Oh, you told me about the show,
yes. And it's hilarious. And we're supposed to watch it, but we never did. And it's a show on Adult Swim. And if you're a fan of metal, I think you'll love Metalocalypse. But the band that the show's about actually released a CD.
Oh, really?
And here it is, Joe. I'm going to play a song called Blood Recruited.
Blood Recruited?
Blood Recruited.
Like electrocuted with blood?
Yes, Joe.
That's pretty weird.
Yeah, we're just going to stop talking and we're going to get to some Death Clock.
Nice.
On We All Fall Down. Over the language, I know the bounty's only hit a billion, but my driver's check is blood. That's it, Joe. You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This has been We All Fall Down. My name's Marielle.
I'm Joe.
Joe's here. Maybe Joe will be back next week. Maybe Joe will never be back. Maybe no one will hear from Joe ever again.
They're changing the locks on the doors.
Maybe. That was Teenage Head off of their album Teenage Head with Marky Ramone. OMG. That song was called Teenage Beer Drinking Party.
Woo!
Which is what Joe...
I'm going to one of those tonight.
Oh, God, he probably is. thanks for listening, guys. You can check out my playlist online at www.weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. Robin is coming up next with Colin.
Hey, where is he?
Colin, Robin and Colin, they are doing the Inkstead Show, the show all about comic books, so stay tuned to that.
Thanks for having me, Marielle. You're very welcome, Joe.
And that three, Robin, not Robin, Brendan's coming in to do Crimes and Treasons. So keep listening to CITR all day, every day, Joe.
That's
if you
right.
know what's good for you.
Yep.
Even while you're sleeping.
Even when you're
just
sleeping.
Like nice headroom.
All right. All right, Robin. Not your time. I'm going to leave you guys off now with some Be Your Own Pep. I haven't played them in a while. I kind of like them. They have a new album called Get Awkward. So thanks for listening, guys, and thank you very much to Union Events. We All Fall Down is sponsored by Union Events, and they are presenting Alkaline Trio coming to Vancouver May 30th at the Creation Cultural Center. Check it out. Stay tuned for Robin's show. Bye, guys. Say bye, Joe.
Signing off.
Signing off.